Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and the one chapter for today is Genesis 23, here on day 35 of our three-year journey of walking through the Word with Jesus. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank you for your Word, the Scripture, which reveals your Son to us. Thank you for giving us life in Jesus Christ, your Son. Thank you for giving us truth through the written Word of God, your Holy Bible. We pray that you would write your Word on our hearts by your Spirit and lead us to follow after you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis chapter 23, we read of the death and burial of Sarah. Sarah lived 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died at Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went in to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham rose up from before his dead and said to the Hittites, I am a sojourner and foreigner among you. Give me property among you for a burying place, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. The Hittites answered Abraham, Hear us, my lord. You are a prince of God among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our tombs. None of us will withhold from you his tomb to hinder you from burying your dead. Abraham rose and bowed to the Hittites, the people of the land, and he said to them, If you are willing that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and entreat for me Ephron, the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he owns, and is at the end of his field. For the full price let him give it to me in your presence as a property for a burying place. Now Ephron was sitting among the Hittites, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the hearing of the Hittites, of all who went in at the gate of his city, No, my lord, hear me, I give you the field, and I give you the cave that is in it. In the sight of the sons of my people I give it to you, bury your dead. Then Abraham bowed down before the people of the land, and he said to Ephron in the hearing of the people of the land, But if you will hear me, I give the price of the field. Accept it from me, that I may bury my dead there. Ephron answered Abraham, My lord, listen to me. A piece of land worth 400 shekels of silver? What is that between you and me? Bury your dead. Abraham listened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed out for Ephron the silver that he had named in the hearing of the Hittites, 400 shekels of silver, according to the weights current among the merchants. So the field of Ephron in Machpelah, which was to the east of Mamre, the field with the cave that was in it, and all the trees that were in the field throughout its whole area, was made over to Abraham as a possession in the presence of the Hittites before all who went in at the gate of his city. After this, Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah, east of Mamre, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. The field and the cave that is in it were made over to Abraham as a property for a burying place for the Hittites. That's Genesis 23 in the English Standard Version. Now, this is one of those chapters where on the surface of it, you might think, why is there a whole chapter about this? He's just buying a cave to bury his wife. And why do we have to have all this detail? Well, this brings us to one of the major themes of Scripture. There are several major themes of Scripture. And one of those is the land, the place for God's people. You see, the story of Scripture is the story of God redeeming a people for himself. That's the shorthand version. But it's really about getting God's people into God's place under God's rule to the glory of God and to their eternal good. So in the beginning, God's people were in God's good place, the Garden of Eden. And then they were driven out and they were kept from it. And then God is, in the rest of Scripture, on this redemption story, this redemption plan is unfolding to bring God's people into God's good place, to live under God's rule, to God's eternal glory and their eternal good. Now, ultimately, that happens through Jesus Christ, who pays the price for us to be able to come into God's good place in the new heavens and the new earth, where we will live forever under God. But along the way, there is the unfolding of this story, and there is the giving of foreshadowing, of types, of partial fulfillment of promises, of an anticipation of what is to come, all of that. And here you have Abraham, who's been given this covenant promise by God that the land of Canaan will be his for him and for his descendants. Now, previously when we were reading, he was in the land of the Philistines in chapter 21. And then he goes up to the place around Jerusalem, which is in Canaan, to offer up Isaac. And now he's back in Canaan, in Hebron, which is further north from Jerusalem. And he's in the promised land, but he still owns none of it. He is an alien and a stranger. He is a pilgrim going through the land that has been promised to him. And God has let him know that his descendants aren't going to get this land for hundreds of years, but it is their land. It is the good land that God has promised. So as a down payment on that promised inheritance, as a way of believing God, and as a way of securing a peace, Abraham decides he's going to buy a burial place for Sarah. First of all, note that Abraham is burying Sarah, not burning her body. Consistently throughout Scripture, the way we honor the dead who die in the Lord and who are, Abraham says, my dead, our dead, our kindred, is by burial. Burial is an exercise of hope in resurrection, whereas burning is just a complete disregarding of the body as a useless empty shell that serves no purpose. But our bodies were created by God, and they belong to God, and they are to be treated with respect in life and in death. Well, the Hittites are willing to let Abraham bury Sarah anywhere, in any of their tombs. The choicest of our tombs, none of us will withhold. And then it seems like Ephron is ready to give Abraham the cave and the field that he wants. He's just going to give it to him. No, none of this will do. You see, a price has to be paid for the good place, the good land, the promised land to be secured for God's people. A price has to be paid. And the price turns out to be quite precious. Ephron says, listen, my lord, a piece of land worth 400 shekels of silver. That's a lot of money. That's a lot more than you would normally think a small piece of land with a cave in it would be worth. So it's a pretty high price. But Abraham willingly pays it so that he can have a place to bury Sarah. And then later, Abraham's going to be buried in the same cave. Later, Isaac, Jacob, buried in the same cave, and Joseph even leaves instructions concerning his bones that they be carried up out of Egypt back to the good land. Because again, the story of Scripture, unfolding in stages, progressively being revealed, is how God is taking his people that he's chosen and redeemed for himself to the good place, ultimately the new heavens and the new earth, to live under his good rule for his eternal glory and our eternal good. And so this picture is a picture of the price that will be paid to secure the resting place for God's people, ultimately paid for by Jesus Christ on the cross, a price of infinite value, so much more worth than 400 shekels of silver, to bring us into the eternally good place. Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending your Son. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming and being willing to pay the price to set us free from bondage and to give us a place with you forever. We have a foretaste of that place when we gather on the Lord's Day with your people in your church, which is your kingdom here on earth. We get an appetizer, a foretaste, much the same as you gave Abraham this cave and this field as a foretaste of the inheritance of Canaan. We get a foretaste in gathered worship of our eternal inheritance in the new heavens and the new earth in you. Thank you so much for this gift. Help us to treasure it and to press on toward it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I hope that you will continue to join us. We're going to be back in Genesis tomorrow, Lord willing, for Genesis 24. Have a blessed day in the Lord.